Let us begin this service by sing number 60. The stanzas 1, 2 and 3. 60. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, who put me not to shame before triumphant foes. Number 60, the stanzas 1, 2 and 3. To you, the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter, Matthew 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judah, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out unto him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will fairly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the calf with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We first read now the form for the administration of baptism. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, Thou, who hast according to Thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to Thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, Thou, who has drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children, and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing the cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. I request you to arise and to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized? Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testament, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation? Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, whereof you are fathers and mothers, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer? May the Lord himself, parents, give you wisdom and grace to bring up your children in the fear of the Lord. It is clear enough by virtue of our fall in Adam that we cannot be a father and we cannot be a mother. We have lost in paradise everything. But still, the responsibility that lays upon us. And that is what the Lord required from each and every one. And as you are standing here this morning with your children, the time is coming that you have to stand before that great judgment seat of Christ. And then it shall be a difference whether that thou children shall raise up their hands to us and shall say, ye were never a father and ye were never a mother. That thou children shall condemn us, or that those children would say, that mother, you are free of my blood. If that last shall be, then it shall well be an eternal wonder, and free of sovereign grace, not of ourselves. And I hope, parents, where we are ready to baptize your children, oh, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will baptize your children with the Holy Spirit and with fire. That is what we need, and what our children are need. And that you are bound with your children at the throne of grace, day and night, presenting those children unto the Lord, and saying, Lord, remember them, and remember thy covenant with Abraham, with Isaac and with Jacob, where the Lord had promised in his word that he shall do it. And for the whole congregation, oh, that his service be applied to our heart and to our soul, and that we together, realizing what the responsibility that there is laying upon us. We must well lay on our knees day and night if we realize it, as travelers to eternity, and that we need Christ and the grace of God shall it be well to meet our Maker, and that we not sacrifice our children unto the Moloch of this world, but that we bring him at the throne of grace, and that the Lord give an opening to bring him there. I hope that the Lord confirm, for his great name's sake, there are no reason in us never, shall never come to. There is no hope of expectation for that at all. But that the Lord may confirm also to your children, and in our midst, what we sing after this service, number 48, both rich and poor, both bound and free, shall worship him with bended knee. And children shall proclaim the glorious honor of his name. Number 48, the seventh stanza. Daniel did it. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Brian James, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Barbara N, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son. the Holy Ghost. Peter's Aaron, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I hope, children, that it happens with you as it only reminders of South Holland when he came in Grand Rapids to baptize one Sunday 75 children. And then he talked to one girl that was baptized 14 years old, and she never had forgotten in the life. The Lord had blessed and sanctified her in the soul. She talked to me about it years and years ago many times. I hope that it takes place with you two children. We conclude now this service with thanksgiving and ask the Lord for his blessing upon our gathering this morning. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to cover these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be passionately and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ. Amen. Folly, fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Lord, that it may please thee to apply all those things to those children who were baptized in this morning, but we have heard out of that forum that refers to God's people, and it is the essence of the covenant and the sacrament What is written down by our fathers. But oh Lord, it is not the end of the world. We are well traveling to it with rapid stripes. But Lord, thou art still busy to gather thy people. There is not some that lays under that seal of election, that also those children were involved in it and comprehended in it. And at the time it is come that they for their own heart and soul, that they receive a name and a place better than of sons and of daughters. Oh, remember all those children, also that little boy from our children who was born in this week, that it was also unknown by thee from all eternity. That is the greatest, importance thing of our whole life, to be prepared to meet our Maker and to be reconciled with thee, as we hope to hear in this Sabbath day and in this morning hour. Remember the parents who were blessed with children. Oh, give them an heart to acknowledge thee, Lord, because we have no right to any blessing. But it is only thy mercy that we are not consumed, and that all those mothers were spared, and also those parents have now an opportunity that such children that they have received some time ago already, that they were baptized in this morning. Oh Lord, that there stays something of it in their heart, and that it never will be taken away by the irresistible power of the Holy Spirit, that it may please thee to build thy kingdom in our midst, outside of us, over the length and over the breadth of the earth. And that also in this Sabbath day, the preaching and the reading of thy word, that it bears abundantly fruit. Also in our midst, Lord, remember in mercy and in compassion in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, that thy word be opened, and that it be sanctified to the conversion of sinners, because we must be born again, shall we ever enter into the kingdom of heaven. Take all the false foundations away, and give that uncovering grace in the heart. But also remember thy children in this Sabbath day. They are so poor, so needy, so afflicted, so empty in themselves, so sinful. But remember them in thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And may thy word powerful and precious to their soul, and that it apply to their heart. Oh, that they come to that knowledge of Christ Jesus and Him crucified, but also to the knowledge of a triune God, and that they find the rest for their soul only in Him. It will be a wonderful Sabbath day, if that was the end of it, and if that was the result of the working of the Spirit in our midst and heart. Remember all those that cannot gather with us. So many are sick and old and frail, thou knowest, in the different hospitals and in the different Carmelitan homes and other private homes. Oh Lord, the number is so great, they cannot gather with us. But visit them in thy love and in thy favor, Those that have no desire, that they know that they still receive it, before that it shall be too late forever. Because if it is not our life here with thy people in thy house, there shall be no place in heaven for us in communion with God. Remember us all in mercy with the boys in the service and in Vietnam especially, that thy eyes were open over them in mercy and in compassion from minute to minute. Remember the widows and orphans and the widows, and in those families where it has pleased thee to give thy mercy so abundantly, give them an heart to acknowledge thee also, where that mother went to that hospital this week, and thou knowest what the outcome is, that our hearts were so gladdened. Oh, made it further well with that young mother and her husband and children. In mercy, oh, sanctify thy dealings to their souls. And also in that family where that boy yesterday was spared so wonderfully, that could be eternity for him. But Lord, give him a heart with his parents to bow down before thee, and that we may time and again, that we learn to number our days where the dangers so great and many from day to day. Those parents who were blessed and that mother who was strengthened in the hour of trial, give an heart to acknowledge thee. Made further everything well. Remember that family and that congregation that is in bereavement in this Sabbath day, in the old country where it has pleased thee to take that minister out of the midst and from the sight. For him an eternal joy and gladness, where he was longing to be delivered, tired of life, as he wrote not some weeks ago. Oh Lord, remember the children they are now without a father and a mother, and that congregation that he had served in that big city, remember it in their vacancy, and grant unto them at the appointed time another man as a leader and as a shepherd. Remember us with all thy servants in this day. Give us wisdom and strength and courage and liberty and all that we need, because we have nothing of ourselves. Remember all of us after the greatness of thy mercy in Christ Jesus, and that it may please thee to forgive all our sins and all our iniquities. We have nothing else but view us in Christ and in his blood, and visit us in speaking and in hearing, for thy great name's sake. Amen. Number 243. Your offering will be taken for the church and afterwards for our school. But we commend it to you. Number 243. In vision to his saints God spake. From out of people one I take, a mighty leader, true and brave, ordained, exalted, strong to save. Number 243. Thank you. beloved congregation, we read in Ephesians 4 that our understanding is darkened. In other words, that in the fall of Adam, that we have lost the true knowledge of God, and that it is necessary for each and every one shall be well for the great eternity to meet our Maker, that we are enlightened by the Holy Spirit, and then in thy light shall we see light. And you know, there is for each and every one, it is so necessary that we receive knowledge of ourselves, but also knowledge of Christ and knowledge of a triune God. In that knowledge, in according to John 17, verse 3, is life eternal. We hope to hear that in this morning for a few minutes, where I ask your attention for that text that you find in Matthew 3, verse 15. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Thus far, the text that speaks about the baptizing of Christ. In the first place, I will say something about request to be baptized, then the objections against that baptizing, and then finally the necessity of the baptizing of Christ. In verse 13 you read, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized. Christ came, thus in other words, from Galilee, where he was living for years in Nazareth. Now he came from Galilee to Jordan unto John. And we have well to emphasize the word then. Because it was John the Baptist who was called by the Lord to baptize the people. It was not that he was doing it on his own account, no. But he was specially called by the Lord to baptize the people. And of course, John the Baptist, he only could baptize with water. But in his baptizing, then he refers to the baptizing of Christ, to the baptizing with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What is necessary for each and every one shall it be well for eternity. Because we baptize our children on account that it is a command of the Lord. And we have to fall for that command of the Lord. It is our duty to bow under all that the Lord had commanded us. But of course, you know, you are brought up in that. You know that that water of baptism that cannot take away our sins. There is so many people that emphasize the water. The Catholic Church is doing that. And in general, the Baptist churches, in general, some exceptions, but most of those people that emphasize so much about the water and the baptizing. But we know that even that all the water of the Lake of Michigan and all the water that is in the Pacific Ocean go over us, that would not help us. No. It is necessary that we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And now there came many people to John to be baptized. And the people that came to him were not only heathens, but they came also out of Jerusalem. Great multitudes of people, even out of Jerusalem, came to John, to the river of Jordan. He never baptized in Jerusalem, no. And what was the reason that he baptized on the river Jordan? Because for that Jewish people lays in the baptizing this at that place, that it was the end of the ceremonial laws, and that religion, the outwardly religion, what was honored there in Jerusalem, that it was no ground for eternity. The preaching of John that had made a deep impression in the heart of many people, because he preached different than the Pharisees. And what was now the difference of his preaching? Easy to understand, because all of those Pharisees were preaching, that was nothing as building up the people upon their own righteousness. And that those Pharisees, they say nothing else than only this, that when they were obeying the law and the traditions, that they receive a place in heaven. But that man was a sinner, and that man is condemned by the law, and that there is no other way for men than to be cast in hell, they hear nothing about it from the Pharisees, no. Thus you can well realize what the people that heard from that young, that was what they never have heard before. It was as an awakening. It was as a revival in those days. What they heard there. Because they almost don't know that they were sinners. Even outwardly, they were so set in religion, in the outwardly obeying of the laws, that they really thought that it was well written for eternity. But now John, he preached about their sins, and John, he brought them as for the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, the baptizing of John was some exception, different as that the people had heard. And of course, that Jewish people, they were circumcised when they were 8 days old. But now, that circumcision, that was fallen away, and they must now be baptized, not only with water, but they must be baptized with the Spirit and with fire. And of course, the preaching of John that had created much enmity. Because if you are thinking as those Jewish people that it is all right with you, and then you hear that you are unconverted and you are walking to hell, then you can realize then it needs something to accept that and to fall under that, because we are all by nature living to deceive our soul for eternity. And we are all by nature enemies of that free and that sovereign grace. The Lord must well come with his overpowering grace to give us that privilege to accept it and to fall under it. And otherwise, we are staying and living as an enemy as long as we are living here in the world. And now you read here in that text, then cometh Jesus from Galilee unto John to be baptized. What a blessing that Christ came from Galilee to Jordan. What a blessing. Because it is the same as that he had declared in another text, that he came to seek and to save sinners. Oh, congregation, take that maar with you, forget that maar never, that we in our own strength never can come to Christ. Never. But that he had to come to you, and that he had to come to us. And if you in your life hear something else, people, say that maar straightway, it is a lie. Say that maar immediately. Because here in the text, it said so clear, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John. That is now the right way. And of course, now that Christ, he was living in Nazareth. Yeah, in an awful place, you know it. Nathanael, he said, did you ever hear that there ever came anything good out of that Nazareth? But congregation, so deep, that the Son of God had humbled himself, that he had lived there in that Nazareth. Oh, in that awful place, a place nothing else as sinners. A place where the iniquity was rising up unto heaven. But there he was living. Not in Jerusalem, but in that Nazareth he was living. That he would become a Nazarener. And that means now, he had there lived in that Nazareth not to have any communion with the sin of Nazareth. No. But to deliver that people from the sin. And now he came to Jordan, to John, to be baptized. Why? Because it was now the hour that he must be baptized, because Christ, he did not need baptizing for himself, no. You know that. He was the Son of God, and he was without any sin. Original and actual. Thus in that respect it was not necessary. But Calvin, he said, Christ came to John that he might render full obedience to the Father. And the special reason was that he might consecrate baptism in his own body, that we might have it in common with him. And of course, Christ was baptized. He came with that request. Because in the baptizing of Christ, the whole church is baptized. In Christ, the whole church is engrafted. The true church, the living church, the chosen church. And of course now, the fruit of the baptizing of Christ. They receive that here in the life. All that Christ had done, from that he came in this world till that he cried out on Calvary's cross, it is finished. That mediatorial work that is now all to the comfort of the poor people that have nothing else than sin and then iniquities. And if you have nothing as sins and iniquities, if it now is true, people, it is most of the time on our lips. Not honest, be honest. Most of the time when we talk, and it is even according to the Bible, then it is before the Lord of nothing as lies. We learn that well in our life, people. Because it is seldom, seldom that we speak the truth before the Lord. But he knows what our heart is. Oh, you would say if that now is once this happens and it's twice happens. And as three times shall happen in your life, that you speak the truth with your heart. Oh, there shall well be an eternal wonder. And then it is because the Lord had given that in your soul. You have it not of yourself, no. And then the Lord, he had promised, and I will make, that the work shall be in truth. Thus that is that the Lord gave a stamp upon his own work. And now Christ, he came from that. Nazareth from Galilee came to Jordan. Oh, what a blessing, people. What a blessing that he came now to the baptism of John. Because as the head of the church and of the surety of the church, he had taken upon him all the sins and all the iniquities of the whole church. Oh, we cannot touch it with our finger, people. No, that is impossible. But all our iniquities are laid upon the Christ. And he was willing to give his life for the sins of his people. But now let us in the second place. Christ had a request to be baptized, but John the Baptist, he had objections towards it. And that man, he had great objections, really. He said to Christ, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Because if now the Lord Jesus would baptize him, he has said, please, thousand times. Was that John the Baptist, was he a high person? Was he a proud person? No, no. Because you have heard it also in this morning, that he said, I am not worthy, not worthy, he was, to whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He was not worthy to fall at his feet even. So, in such an humble condition, He was a wonderful man, that John the Baptist, because he was a son of a priest, and he had a right to live in a city of the priest. He had a right to wear the garments of a priest. He had a right to eat all that food that was provided for the priest. And he had an income, a wonderful income, but he denied that all. And he was living in the wilderness. He was eating locusts. And, you know, his raiment was of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins. He was living so poor as it ever could be. But that man, he sacrificed his whole life for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the man that was the hero of Christ. He was the forerunner of Christ. He must make straight the way for Christ. That was his work. And the Lord, you know, in Matthew 11, then Christ, he said, there was never a man higher and greater than John the Baptist. Of all those that are born out of him, is no one greater than John the Baptist. Does even Isaiah, Elias, and all the prophets, they could not stand there in the shadow of John the Baptist. And what was now the reason that he was so great? Because he was the man that refers with his finger to Christ. And he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was a wonderful man, but that John the Baptist, he had objection to baptize Christ. Can you realize that he had objections? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because he saw, when Christ came to him, he saw him as the eternal Son of God. And if you don't see that Christ, people, what is there left of men? What is there now left of men? Oh, when Christ was in the presence of Peter, then he said, Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man. John at the island of Patmos, when he saw that Christ, he fell as dead at his feet. That is the power, and that is the majesty of the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can realize, people, there's so many nowadays that talk about Christ, but they have never fell down at his feet as dead. Never. Oh, and what have we to think about it then? Because if he comes to us, and he come closer to us, what shall then be the result? What shall be the result? If the sun comes on the sky in the morning, what happens then? Then the moon goes away and the stars go away. You see, no stars and no moon when the sun is shining in its brightness. No. So it is also with the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now there is people here in my midst, I think. Oh, that would say, oh, if that now has ever take place in my heart, that has happened. Because I never came in my life to the place where I have to come. I desire, well, oh yes, there are even times in my life that I would say with David, Lord, all my desire that is before me, and my groanings are not it from thee. But, oh Lord, that it may please you, that I become as nothing. Because that is where all that people is looking for. Nothing. Totally nothing in himself. And that Christ become all and in all for the soul. But, now the objections. Now the objections. Yeah. I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? The Son of God, to such a sinner as I am, Toen zat ze worm en zei hem. No, that is impossible. And still people, John was not on the right place. What was left? Oh, yeah. Even that John the Baptist, he had no right insight in the mediatorial work of Christ. No. That is the reason that we start this morning dark in our understanding is darkened. And even when we are enlightened by the Spirit, in principle, oh, there is so much darkness left in our heart, people. And by nature, oh, by nature. Few days ago, there was a man that wrote to me. And he said, oh, if I now could love that free and sovereign grace. If I could love. But inside, people, there is so an enmity against it. Because we desire to be our own savior. And we desire to be our own redeemer. That is all that there lays in the depth of our heart. Oh, people, we cannot leave it over in the hand of another one. And that is so necessary in our life. Shall it be well to meet our Maker? And now we have to be brought to the end of our work, people. To the end of our work. To fall down there. And to say, Lord, it is done. I can't. But Lord, save me. Lord, save me. John the Baptist, he had objections to baptize Christ. But a blessing that Christ was there. And that Christ was there to take away all his objections. Because there is not one that can ever do that in the world, people. No. Not one child of God, not one minister can take the objections away from us. But Christ he can. And then he said, suffer it to be so now. For does it become as us to fulfill all righteousness? To fulfill all righteousness, John, it is your duty to baptize me. You are called to do that. And you have to do it. As well that I himself, I have to fulfill all righteousness. What must now take place when John the Baptist baptized Christ? In those days, they baptized in Jordan. And then they go under the water, totally under the water. They do that in the Baptist churches still. And then, of course, that is only a moment. But then they come up out of the water. And what was now the meaning? Christ must die for the sins of his people. Christ must go under because that was the requirement of the justice of God. The same as it is with each and everybody. It is necessary, people, that there comes in our life a conception of God's justice. That there comes an acceptance of God's justice. That there come a submitting under God's justice. And that the justice of the Lord shall be fulfilled. Zion must be rend must be delivered by a ransom. There is for a soul no other way than to go under. A last sinner in ourselves, and at last in our mind, but that have become practice in our heart. And now Christ, he must be baptized to bow under the justice of God, but then also come up as the lion out of the tribe of Judah. Because Christ must not only merit the salvation, but Christ must also apply salvation. And now the baptism that was referring to the state of his humiliation and the state of his exaltation. As I say in this morning, that water with what we baptize its children, they cannot take away the sins of men, no. But that the water in their baptizing, that refers to the blood of Christ. And that is what now is necessary, because the bride, she said, I am black but lovely. Black and lovely. Black in himself, lovely in Christ. And now in the baptizing of Christ is the baptized at the baptizing of all God's people power. Thus if we now comprehend it in him, people, then it shall be well with you and me for eternity. And it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. We must be saved and we must be restored into communion with God in a right way, people. In such a way that the devil had to say nothing. That the law is silent and that the gospel is speaking. Because as long as the law is speaking, then the gospel is silent. And as soon as the gospel is speaking, then the law is silent. It is one of the two. And now in speaking the law, when that speaks, there is never an opening in. No. But when the gospel starts, then there is hope for the greatest of sinners. And that is now that gospel that we have to preach also in this morning, people. If we trust in our baptism, then we shall deceive our soul for eternity. And every time any baptized children, then we say, not now it is well with those children. No. No. But look to that blood. And oh, that you need the blood of Christ in your life. That you become hungry and thirsty after that blood. And be reconciled with God through the death of his son. And if we now be saved in that only way that is open in Christ. Then we have a foundation under our feet. We have ground under our feet. And we have not to be afraid for the hour of death too. No. No. Because in Christ, death is swallowed up into victory. And it is in Christ who had done everything to reconcile a sinner with God. There is nothing lacking, people. No, nothing. A whole salvation that is laid before us and that is preached unto us. But now the objections. Because to be saved, that is too easy for us. If we have to pay, humanly speaking, $50,000, then it was for us easier as now. Because then we will go to the bank to ask for a loan for $50,000.
if he had not. But now for nothing. As I told you so many times, we have in the whole world the easiest religion. The easiest. Really? The easiest, yeah. So easy. Maxime said, I bow, and I was taken up. So easy. But we have to stand behind it. And then we know that is easy. But as long as we are standing before it, then it is a mountain that we say, Lord, I never come over it. But now it is different if we are standing behind it. Oh, young and old, great and small, I have to close. But may the Lord, he sanctify the few words. Christ came from Nazareth, from Galilee, to be baptized. John had objections. Christ took away the objections. And that now become the joy of our heart. That Christ was baptized, and in his baptism, that we are comprehended. And that we now receive the consciousness and the assurance for our own heart and soul, then we shall travel our way rejoicing as that man in Candace, for Candace. Oh, then it shall go with us as with that eunuch. May the Lord grant it unto us, people. Oh, it is so necessary to come in contact with Christ. It is so necessary to be washed and cleansed in his precious blood. It is so necessary to find peace with him through Christ and through his righteousness. Oh, that the Lord open the eyes of his people more and more, Lord. Overpower them that we come to an end, and then is Christ the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and that is for time and for eternity. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Sanctify it to all of our hearts. Remember us in mercy and in compassion. Also with those that are with us after sickness, and those that came home out of the hospital this week, and those that are still there, we commend them all at thy throne. Look upon us together. Make it well in the other part of this day. Bring us in this afternoon and evening together. Open the way for us in thy mercy. Give us desire. Make us hungry and thirsty after Christ and his righteousness. And may everything well gladden our heart in this Sabbath day with thy coming in. And that the love of Christ constraineth us. And that for thy great name's sake, amen. Number 308. Not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto thee be glory give. Number 308.
Thank you.
One of our ministers in the Netherlands, Reverend Rijkse van Rotterdam-West, passed away Friday evening, and the funeral will be this week on Wednesday, the Lord willing, 66 years old. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.